We also heard this week from a lot of schools, including our students up in Ely, who are taught by Mariah Jeske.
Hello, this is the phonology report for the Ely area for the week of February 4th through the 10th. My name is Peyton, and I am reporting from the 6th grade class at Ely Memorial Middle School. Our high temperature during the last week was 14 degrees on February 10th, and our low temperature was minus 33 degrees on February 9th. We are at 10 hours and 2 minutes of daylight. In the last 2 weeks, it has increased by 42 minutes. Students commented that we received snow almost every day last week. Snow reports from this weekend were that the snow was very light and fluffy during ski practice last week. Malu observed that the skiing was harder than usual because of all the new snow. We had a few students out ice fishing over the weekend. Unfortunately, Kennedy dropped her phone in the ice fishing hole and it sank. When students in the class heard that, one student commented that is science. When the teacher asked about why the phone was sinking is science, a student said because of the density of the phone is greater than the water. Blake noticed there is really deep snow in the bays and the lakes. Sylvia mentioned that the temperatures are warmer than they were a couple weeks ago. During the extreme cold week, Lauren was walking home from school last Friday and noticed a neighbor's tree was full of snow and a few of its branches were drooping down really low. The animals are starting to become a little more active. Noah saw some rabbit tracks from his backyard to the front yard and noticed they were closer together than normal. Ayla was sitting in her living room and saw something move outside her window. After taking a closer look, it was a snowshoe hare that blended between and with the snow. Ben saw two squirrels chasing each other and then they were wrestling. Unfortunately, two of the students lost one of their chickens in the extreme cold. Connor was holding his chameleon, and when his mom opened the door, it ran outside and turned white and died almost instantly. There was a sighting of a coyote by Maggie, and she said it looked mangy and was running around near her house. Larry Weber mentioned that the canines are becoming more active because it is their breeding season. A hairy woodpecker was seen by Anna's house when she was at her grandmother's house. This is all that we have for this week. Thank you for listening to the Ely Phonology Report. We will be back soon to report more observations.
Great stuff. I like the idea, talking about the trees being weighted down by snow. And certain species, especially here in the Northland, spruce and balsams, have this habit or this style, this architecture that allows their branches to kind of collapse onto the branches below so that they're not supporting the whole weight of the snow that's on them. They're just kind of bending down and letting the next layer of branches sort of collect them. It's like a folded umbrella. And what you'll see is that a wind or warmth or something will knock the snow off of those branches and they'll rebound to their normal position. So check out the architecture of those trees that are getting really weighted down by snow.